This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Republican National Convention begins Monday in Cleveland. In addition to all the other coverage WHYY will provide, you can count on senior reporter Dave Davies and national political columnist for Newsworks Dick Pohlman to keep you up to date on many events and stories from the convention that tie in with or impact our region. Dave Davies joins me now to give us a sense of what's ahead. Dave, have you ever been to Cleveland?
I have. Lovely center city, nice ballpark. That said, no city looks like itself when it's hosting a national political convention. This will be a different Cleveland.
Cleveland, like Philadelphia, which will host the Democratic National Convention, really wants a wonderful celebration of democracy. But you'll be keeping your eyes peeled for things that get in the way of that wonderful, won't you?
Yeah, inevitably we will. You know, I'm sure the civic leaders of Cleveland see this as an opportunity to showcase their city for the nation, to host delegates that are having fun and people in the media that see wonderful things. That said, there's tension here. I mean, we have a lot of political infighting among Republicans, and you have people coming in from outside who have very passionately held views that may clash in the streets. And I think everybody knows that's the case. And because of that, there's a bit of tension.
You'll be following delegates from our area. Anyone in particular?
I've gotten to know a lot of the Pennsylvania delegation. You know, one person that comes to mind is a guy that I spoke with very recently named Robert Yates. He's a delegate from Erie who was an organizer in the Free the Delegates movement. That's this effort that's gotten underway to try and release delegates who are committed to Trump from their obligation to vote for him in hopes that his nomination might be derailed. He says he sees very little chance that that will actually get anywhere, that Trump won't be the nominee. The interesting thing will be to see whether it actually becomes a floor fight in prime time.
Of course, there is ambivalence toward Trump within the party. If a floor fight could occur, what would you look for? It could be very confusing to follow along.
There may be some procedural technicalities that will be a little hard to follow, but we're going to have, you know, our national reporting staff covering the podium, and they can explain that very well. I think the emotional content will be important. The party leaders want to show a unified party, one that is fully behind its candidate, presenting the candidate and his running mate in the best possible light. And anything that distracts from that, an emotional argument that Donald Trump is not the guy who should be leading the party, would undermine that. That's what'll be interesting.
Dave, you reported on a story recently about how some delegates from our region are committed to carrying their firearms on the convention floor in Cleveland. I have no doubt you'll be following up on that one.
Oh, yeah. This story got national attention. Several avid Trump delegates from Western and Central Pennsylvania told me they are getting carry permits and plan to go armed to Cleveland, both as a statement for their Second Amendment rights, but also because they say they expect protests that could become violent, that might get out of hand, and they want to be able to defend themselves. So yeah, I will be checking in with them and seeing what their experiences are on the street.
We've been hearing about Republicans who are important to the party will not be showing up in Cleveland. We know Senator Toomey of Pennsylvania, who is running for re-election, is not going to be there. Have you heard from him as to why?
Heavens no, he doesn't want to talk about it to me or anybody else. He wants to run the very competitive race that he has against Democrat Katie McGinty, as if there is no presidential election. He knows he'll get the solid base of Republicans who will vote for Trump. Those he doesn't have to compete for. What he doesn't want to do is to offend or raise questions in the minds of moderate Democrats and independents that he might be able to win over. So he's not going to the convention, and he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, no fodder for upcoming anti-Toomey commercials, I suppose. Your day starts early, it ends late. I hope you get a rest in between somewhere.
I'll try. It's not easy. I've done this before, and the day typically starts early in the morning with a caucus of the delegations that you may be following and then moves right through until late in the evening. So I won't be getting a lot of rest.
Well, thanks for your time this morning. Dave Davies is WHYY senior reporter. Safe travels, and we await your reports. Dave's going to be reporting from Cleveland at the RNC next week, along with national political columnist Dick Pohlman. You'll hear them on the radio, and you can follow along at newsworks.org.